Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Carroll, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll. Michigan Democrats have introduced a set of bills called the Kids Over Clicks Package, aimed at reducing the risks children face on social media platforms. Senator Kevin Hertel said the legislation responds to widespread concerns from parents, noting that more than 90% of U.S. parents worry about their children's online safety. The proposed laws would impose new regulations on tech companies accused of designing addictive algorithms that fuel excessive screen use and expose minors to data collection and targeted advertising. The package would give parents expanded control over their children's digital experiences, including the ability to manage privacy settings, restrict online purchases, monitor social media activity, and set daily time limits. Another provision would block access to AI-driven chatbots for minors in Michigan. Supporters say the plan aims to strengthen the data privacy and curb exploitative online practices that target young users. And its Escola County Election Commission has declined proposed recall language targeting two Mayville Village officials. During a meeting Thursday morning, commissioners voted 2-1 against approving recall petitions concerning Village President Kristen Valentine and Trustee Bo Boyd Shaver, according to the Tuscola County Clerk's Office. The recall effort stemmed from a February 2025 decision by village leaders not to open municipal offices on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. The petition sponsor now has 10 days to either appeal the ruling or submit revised language. And as major tech companies look to build data centers across the U.S., communities in Michigan's Thumb may soon face tough questions about electricity costs and infrastructure. These facilities use enormous amounts of power, and while companies like Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Meta say they will cover their own energy needs, there are few firm rules making sure they do. In other states, especially in the Mid-Atlantic, rapid data center growth has already driven electric bills much higher as local grids struggle to keep up. Now, with big tech scouting new locations, Thumb residents are wondering whether similar projects here could strain our power system and raise rates for local families and small businesses. Some tech companies claim they will fund new power lines and upgrades tied to their facilities, but many of these agreements are confidential and hard for the public to verify. The lack of transparency leaves uncertainty about who really pays in the long run. If large data centers come to the Thumb, local leaders may have to balance new jobs and investment against the risk of higher electric bills for rural customers. When we come back after this More Motor sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King with More Motors in Carroll.
More Motors in Carroll.
Here at More Motors in Carroll, we're the Thumb's dealer of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, all under one roof.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
Trucks aren't for show, they're for work, family, and everything in between. At More Motors in Carroll, the Start Something New sales event brings strong offers on Ram for a limited time. Right now, you can get up to $7,500 off select 2026 Ram 1500 Bighorn.
More Motors in Carroll.
Plus, Ram also carries a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty for long-term peace of mind. If you need more room for a larger family, the 2026 Dodge Durango offers up to $5,750 in total rebates on select V6 models.
The King of Cars.
It's a solid three-row SUV with room for everyone. More Motors is locally owned and operated with staff that believes in treating people right. No pressure, no runaround, no games. And when reputation matters, you matter. Get award award-winning customer service and make the best choice for your next vehicle. Shop More Motors and come see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Carroll.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at some national news, Supreme Court to review digital privacy in smart homes. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case regarding the extent of expectation of privacy for data collected smart home devices. The case involves whether law enforcement needs a warrant to access ambient audio and sensor data during investigations. Privacy advocates argue that the constant monitoring of home life necessitates the highest level of legal protection. Conversely, some legal experts suggest that voluntarily placing connected devices in the home may change the traditional legal standard for reasonable privacy. In other national news, major winter storm targets the Northeast Corridor. Meteorologists are tracking a powerful winter storm expected to bring heavy snow and freezing rain into the Northeast starting tonight. Travel advisories have been issued for major hubs from New York to Boston as the storm is projected to cause significant delays. Utility companies have pre-staged crews to deal with potential power outages caused by ice accumulation on lines. Residents are being encouraged to check their emergency kits and avoid non-essential travel during the peak of the storm on Saturday morning. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Carroll, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll.